Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. We left off on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page with the word Itmar. So we're going to talk about the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim. Itmar, Chalios Beva'ata Tetzave. If the time that you're supposed to read Parsha Shkolim, which is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, falls out on the Shabbos, on the week that you're supposed to read Parsha Tetzave, Amr Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Karushita Miva'ata Tetzave Ad Kisisa. So you call six people to the Torah, you do six Aliyos, where you split up the entire Parshas Tetzaveh, v'chad mikisisa ad v'yosisa. And then you have one person read from v'kisisa until v'yosisa. I mean, you have one person read what we would call Parsha Shkolim, but really it happens to be that it's the very next Parsha, it's the very next Parsha in the Torah. Amra Abaye, so Abaye says, Amri ukmi hu dekam ukmi hasam. People are going to think that you're not doing a special reading of Shkolim. People are going to think, oh, the reason you read the first Aliyah of Kisisa is because that's what you were up to, so that's not a good idea. So El Amra Abaye, so Abaye says, I have a better idea. Have six people read from Yatat Sava until the Parsha Shkolim part of Kisisa. And then have another guy repeat the beginning of Parsha Kisisa as Parsha Shkolim. So since it's being repeated, everyone's going to realize something is weird, something is up. So everyone's going to realize that the second time you're reading it is for the sake of Parsha Shkolim and not just because that's what you are up to in the Torah. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, wait a second, Chalios beParsha Smuchla, if the day that you're supposed to read Parsha Shkolim falls out on a Shabbos that's close to Parsha Shkolim, that's any time near Kisisa, Bein Milafana Bein Milachrecha, whether it's on the Shabbos before it or the Shabbos after it, meaning whether the Shkolim is supposed to be the Shabbos the Shabbos of Tetzaveh, or whether it's supposed to be the Shabbos of Vayakhel, it's either the Shabbos before Kisisa or the Shabbos after Kisisa, Korinosa, so we read Parsha Shkolim, V'Kovlinosa, and we repeat Parsha Shkolim, we do it a second time. So Bisham Labaye Nicha, that's exactly what Abaye had suggested, so that works out really well according to Abaye, to just read it twice. El Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha, but it's a difficulty for Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, because Rav Yitzchak Nafcha held that, no, you would just read it once. So Amlach Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Labaye Minicha, wait a second, you think this works out well according to Abaye? Teinach Lefaneha, works out well according to Abaye, when you talk about the Shabbos when Shkolim falls out on the Shabbos before Kisisa, where it's Tetzaveh, yeah, that's where he says you're supposed to double it up. But what about when Shkolim falls out in Parshas Vayakhel? How does it ever happen then? Is there that Abai would say you need to repeat it? So what do you have to say? Koflo b'shabasos. When the Brisa says that, meaning there wouldn't be a need to repeat it if it fell out in Parshas Vayakhel, because it's totally off. It's not right next to it in the Torah. It was the first Aliyah of the previous week's Parsha. So it wouldn't make sense to read it twice when Parshas Shkolim falls out in Parshas Vayakhel. Elamayislach lemeimar. So we have to understand this a little differently. What does kofla mean? It means kofla b'shabasos. It means when the Braisa says that you should read Shkolim twice, doesn't mean to repeat the same Kriya and the same Shabbos two times in a row. It means that you repeat that Kriya on two consecutive Shabbosos. That's what it means. You read it one Shabbos, you read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos of Kisisa as part of the regular Parsha, because it's part of Kisisa, and then you read in Parshas Vayakhel again, this time as Parsha Shkolim. So that's what it means also when we say that it falls out on Tetzaveh, that you'd read it twice. It doesn't mean that you read it twice. You read it once when Parsha Shkolim falls out on Tetzaveh. It's just that you're going to end up reading that same section again that we call Parsha Shkolim the following week, when it's actually Parshas Kisisa, because Parshas Kisisa, Shkolim is in Parshas Kisisa, but not that you actually read it twice. So main point number one, when Parshas Shkolim falls in Parshas Tetzaveh, is a machlokas whether we read it twice or once. Okay, so now we go into another Parshas Shkolim issue. Chalios b'chisisa atzma. What if Parshas Shkolim falls out on the Parsha of Kisisa itself? It actually falls out in the week that we're up to that Parsha in the Torah. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Karushita min Vasisa ad Vayakhel. So six people read that week's Parsha. V'chad kari mikisisa I'm sorry, six people from the Asisa until Vayakel, from the second Aliyah until Vayakel, v'chad karim mikisisa ad v'asisa, and then you go back and have one person read the first Aliyah of the Parsha. So basically, you just move the first Aliyah to the end. So maskabai hashtamri l'mafreyu d'kari. Everyone's going to say you're reading the Torah backwards. That's not a good thing. Elam rabai, so Rabbi says, now here's the Eitzah. Kari shita ad Vayakel. Have six people read that week's Parsha from Kisisa through till Vayakel. V'chad tani v'kari mikisisa ad v'asisa. And then have another guy repeat the first Aliyah of Parsha's Kisisa, but that time for the sake of Parsha Shkalim. Tanya kavase d'Abaye, and we have a brisa that says just like Abaye, chalios v'kisisa atzma, if Parsha Shkalim comes out on the week of Parsha's Kisisa, koronosa v'kolfonosa. So we read it twice, and that's exactly what Abaye told us to do. Main point number two, when Parsha's Shkalim falls out on Parsha's Kisisa, machlokas whether we read it twice, or we just start that week's Kriyas HaTorah from after Rishon, and then go back to Rishon for the sake of Parsha Shkalim. Good, back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Chalius Pesach HaShabbos Makdim L'Shabbos Shavra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in middle of a week, so Parsha Shkalim is read on the previous Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Itma, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalius Berav Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, so what do you do? When do you read Parsha Shkalim? Rav Amar Makdim. Rav says, you read it 6 days earlier, on the Shabbos before. Ushmul Amar Ma'achrin. Shmul says, nah, you're ready on the weekend already. You're ready to read it the next day. But that's not the svar. We'll see what the svar is. Rav Ramakdimin. Rav says you read it the week before. Dimkein batzul liyom shulchanos. Because if the reading is if you wait on reading it until the second day of Adar, meaning after Rosh Chodesh Adar, so the number of days that we have between the Beis Din telling everyone to bring the shkalim and the money changers coming into the medinos is going to be a small number of days, and we don't want to cost anybody any days, any opportunities to go to the money changers and get ready for the mitzvah of shkalim. Shmuel says, no, it's better to do it on the day after Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, because Amar Lach, he would say to you, Sof Sof Chameser B'Mali Shabbos Amikli, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, the 15th day of the month is going to be on Friday also, on Erev Shabbos. V'Shulchanos L'Nafki Adchad B'Shabbata. So the money changes anyway aren't going to go out until Sunday. So the Shkalim, it's not going to cause any problem. Reading the Shkalim a day late is not going to is going to come 2 weeks before the money changers go out anyhow, so you're going to have the full amount of time anyway. Hilkach ma'achrin. That's why you're allowed to postpone the reading until the second day of the month, which is Shabbos. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Chalios Pesach HaShabbos Makdim L'Shavar. Our Mishnah said that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of a week, we read Parsha Shkalim the week before, the Shabbos before, Umafsik L'Shabbos Acheres, and then the next week we don't read any of the special Dalet Parshios. My love, Afilu Berev Shabbos. Doesn't our Mishnah sound like no matter when during the week Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, we always read it the previous week, even if it's on Friday? So isn't that against Shmuel? So the Gemara says, lo, Pesach HaShabbos Dafka. Maybe when the Mishnah says it falls out during the week, it means literally in the middle of the week. But maybe when it's on Friday, it's already the very end of the week, maybe that will have a different din. Tashma, so the Gemara is going to try to bring a Raya again. Ezu hi Shabbos Rishona. What's the first week for the reading of the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pesach. Any week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during that week, so and the Shabbos before is the week we read Parsha Shkalim. Va'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. So it says explicitly, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, we read Shkalim the week before. So the Gemara says, My lav afilu be'erev Shabbos dumya desocha ma'atocha magdimin af Erev Shabbos magdimin. Isn't that exactly what it's saying? That even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, we would do the same thing as if it fell any other day of the week, which would mean we would read it early. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel answers, no. But we should read the Brisa that says as follows. Any Shabbos during which Rosh, any week during which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, and even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, v'chein tanu de Shmuel, ba. That the word ba appears also. That it's any Shabbos on which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, and even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, so then you would read it that Shabbos. But if it falls Pesach, if it falls in the middle of the week, then you'd read it the previous Shabbos. So you just fix the Braisa to fit Shmuel's Shita. Says Mark Tanai. The truth is, it's really Machlokas Tanaim already. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, whether you read Parshas Shkalim the next day, on the second day of the month, or the previous Shabbos. Because the Braisa says as follows, Misargin l'Shabbosos. We switch off Shabbosos for the first two of the Dalet Parshios. So Shabbos, when there is no, none of the, when we don't read any of the Dalet Parshios, that there's going to be such a Shabbos in between Shkalim and Zachar, an off Shabbos, so to speak. Div Rabbi Da'anasi, yes, Rabbi Da'anasi says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein Misargin. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, it's always four straight weeks, we never skip a week. Amr Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Ein Misargin, Ein Omer, Ein Misargin. What do I mean when I say that we don't skip? Bizman Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos. Bizman Shechalios Be'solcha Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls sometime in the middle of the week, Makdim V'kori Mishabbos Shavar, then you're going to have to read Shkalim the week before, and therefore you're going to have a blank week. Afal Pishu Shvat, even though you're still reading it during Chodesh Shvat. So you see that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing exactly on this issue when Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday. Shmuel must be following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you would read it on that Shabbos on the next day, and Rav must be holding like Rabbi Yehuda that you would read it the previous Shabbos. So main point number three, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Friday. Also, when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, whether you read the previous Shabbos or the coming Shabbos. Good, and we'll see what the... So we already saw what the concern is with the Shkalim, is that you need the full 2 weeks of the Shulchanos. Now we'll see what the concern is with Purim. Why would it be that by Purim you would read Zachar the day after Purim, and not the previous Shabbos? Let's see. So, B'Shnia Zachar, the second of the Dal Parshios is Parshios Zachar, Itmar. So, we have a statement, Purim Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos, if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. So, when do you read Parshios Zachar? Rav Amar Makdim in Parshios Zachar. So, similar Machlokas. Again, Rav says, you read it the week before. Shmuel Amar Machrin. Shmuel says, no, read it the day after Purim. Rav Amar Makdim in Kiechi Dolot Tiktum Asil Zachira. Rav says, you got to read it before, because you're supposed to remember Amalek before we do anything that involves mitzvahs about Amalek, like reading the Megillah. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrim. Shmuel says, read it later, because Amalach, Kivan Dikum Mukafan, Avdi B'Chameisar, since there are walled cities that don't celebrate Purim until the 15th day of Adar anyway, Aschira Zechir, Vadi Adadikasyan. So it turns out that the remembering of Amalek and the actual doing something about it come out exactly the same time. So that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, let's see, maybe we could tell from our Mishnah. Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Bashni al Zachar, that in the second Shabbos you read Parsha Zachar, Vaki Mikla Resh Yarcha B'Shabbos, Mikla Purim B'Erev Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, V'Katani, Bashni al Zachar, and the Mishnah still says that on the second one we read Zachar, so isn't this a Raya to Rav, that we read it the Shabbos before Purim, that would be the second Shabbos, not the day after Purim. So I'm Rav Papa would answer for Shmuel, my Shnia, Shnia Lavsaka. When it says that the second Shabbos we read Parsha Zachar, it means the second Shabbos from the break. It doesn't mean the second Shabbos overall. Tosh Malimar tries another Raya. Ezo Shabbos Shnia, what's the second week of the reading of the Dal Parshios? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha. Any Shabbos where Purim falls in that week is the week that you read Parsha Zachar. You read the Parsha Zachar on the Shabbos before Purim. V'afilu b'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, you read Parsha Zachar the week before. So the Gemara says, "My lav v'erev Shabbos dumi d'socha." Doesn't it mean to say that if it falls on Erev Shabbos, it's the same as falling during any other day of the week? In that, matocha makdimin, just like if Purim were to fall on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we would read Zachar the Shabbos before af Erev Shabbos makdimin. So too, if it falls on Erev Shabbos, we read it the week before. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, no. But the chayin tana debe Shmuel, but you have to add the word but, which means that any Shabbos that Purim falls on, and also if it falls on Erev Shabbos, you would read it that Shabbos, but if it falls any time earlier during the week, you would read it the previous week. Good. So now we're going to talk about Zachar a little bit more. Chalios b'Shabbos atzma. What if Purim falls on Shabbos itself? Then when do you read Parsha Zachar? So I'm Rav Huna, the Divrei HaKol in Makdim. Rav Huna says, everyone would say, even Rav would admit in this case, that you don't read it the week before Rav Nachman, because it doesn't make sense to read it the week before. You would read it the Shabbos of Purim itself, because you're not going to celebrate Purim yet till the next day anyway. So you read Shabbos, you read it on Purim itself. So even Rav would agree to that. Rav Nachman says, no, Adayin Machlokas. Same Machlokas Rav and Shmuel would apply in this case when Purim falls on Shabbos. Do you read it then or do you read it the week before? It Marnami, Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Purim Shchalios B'Shabbos, Magdim in Vekare B'Shabbos Avra Zachar. And you have a raya that the Machlokas applies even when Purim falls on Shabbos, because we said in the name of Rav that if Purim falls on Shabbos, you read Parsha Zachar the week before. So, main point number four, machlokas, if Rav and Shmuel also argue when Purim falls on Shabbos, or they only argue when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. So now we move on to discuss the third of the Dal Parshios, Bashlishis Paraduma. The third week we read the Parsha of Paraduma. Tan Rabbanon, Ezui Shabbos Shlishis. What do we mean by the third week? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Echareh. It's always the Shabbos right after Purim. Itamar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina Amar, Shabbos HaSmucha LeRosh Chodesh Nisan. He says that the time we read Parshas Parah is the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hopefully, they're not really arguing. Hadikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. Hadikla b'Emtza Shabbos. When Rabbi Chama said his din, that Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina said that you read it the Shabbos before Chodesh Nisan, that's what meant when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos. So you read it the Shabbos before that, which also happens to be the Shabbos after Purim. Hadikla b'Emtza Shabbos. But when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in middle of a week, so that's when you would not read it the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you would read it the Shabbos right after Purim. So it's not actually a machlokas at all. Okay, we'll stop there. So we're a few lines short of the end of the Amud, but Amud Beis over here is somewhat short. So we'll pick up at Berevias HaChodesh HaZalachem, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.